Right. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Kathy.
We have not done this for a little bit, but we're picking up some of our Relationship Health Matters podcasts, and we thought today that we would pick up a topic that comes up lots and lots, not just in families, but in every single relationship. And it's the topic of what happens in relationships when you've been in the green and then you find yourself in the red and it doesn't feel very good. And that process of then finding your way back to green. Is that how you would describe
Yeah.
it?
I would have said it's stronger than that, but yeah, it's when you come up against each other and you've got a disagreement and you really cannot see eye to eye on it. So it's the rupture. It's that rupture where I'm really interested and curious about how we navigate through that. And the freshest in my mind is mine and your rupture not so long ago. And I'd, with all our knowledge, Kathy, and with all our experience and maturity and all that, honestly, it was a nightmare to navigate.
It
So,
was, it was, it was. And it is interesting because people do listen to us in because we're often in a teaching role, and they probably because we can express things, people do kind of assume then, therefore, that we don't have these sorts of challenges, and, holds us and anybody else on pedestals as if it's, they're the sort of people who have problems and everybody else hasn't got them. Well, we say, no, this, we use this for ourselves too. But this was a really live example, wasn't it? It was a really live example that it can
and
happen.
it's for that reason that I'm interested in sharing our example, because for the, what you just said, a lot of people assume that you've got it all sorted, and nobody, well, I don't know anyone's got it all sorted, and so that I'm thinking of parents as well, parents and children, they go through this all the time. You go through with your colleagues, you go through with your partner, with your friends, and it's natural and healthy and normal, but the difficult bit is how you navigate through it. But also the important part for me anyway is that talking through it after, when you're both in a calm enough space to be receptive to hearing each other. Because the thing about when we're in that space where none of us can hear each other and see eye to eye, we're both needing to be heard, but the other in that moment can't hear the other
Can't hear
person.
it. And I think
And
what's really interesting with any of these conflicts, which is why I like to use, so just to introduce a little bit of I Matter theory, but if we use that I Matter process of green to red and back to green, there is a process, but when you're in the middle of it, what's interesting, you can be in the green and then you can slide into the red without kind of knowing quite how you got there. Like, you don't it, the signs that something is slipping are quite subtle, and you can brush them off and think it was just a bad day or whatever, and then things can build up before you know it, it actually feels like actually this is not very nice at all, and as you say, you're not in that moment able to feel very charitable at all, and you it's very clear to you what the issue is, and generally it's you, the other person is
yeah, it's the other
the
person that's the problem, usually. Or yeah, most of the time it is.
Most of the time, it's still the person that's definitely causing these
Yeah.
problems.
But the thing what you just said interests me as well, is because I was struggling, and like you, I thought, oh, it's all right, and then I feel okay again. But it wasn't. It was never resolved, and it's just built and built and built to the point where actually that I felt like, no, I cannot continue. And for a while we had to have space from each other, didn't we? While we I don't know, both feeling bruised by each other's stance and perspective. And the way that we were able to resolve it when we were both in a space, because the other thing about this is that it's got to be at a time that feels right for both of you. You can't rush this process.
No,
And
that's right.
we
And
use
it,
the model. Sorry, go on.
well, I was just thinking that, we teach this idea of repair, so you and I have taught this class lots of times around, you've been in the green, you've got into the red, and then it's tempting to just want to move away and decide that person's, just a waste of space, and you're just not going to have anything to do with them, and you're not really interested in the repair because you're actually in the middle of it. You just had enough, you know. And so the timing of something is really important, isn't it? And I think for me, when it gets to that point, there's I want that distance, and there's a little bit, and that does I think come from the training and thinking, okay, we need the space. We need the space so that we can think, and you know that. Again, the theory and the training is really helpful because you know that your brain, the brain of both of us, has moved into a different way of processing things. And in that different way of processing things, as I say, you become very convicted about your own story and not really interested or able to hear another story. So if you try to do the repair too quick, it would just end up as another fiery exchange, you know.
There's something for me when you said then, there's something about honouring all the whole range, because although I was really angry and annoyed with you, I was grieving for the relationship we had at the same time, and them two conflicting emotions were difficult to manage in itself, you know? And I think I'm thinking if I didn't have the knowledge or maybe the maturity I'd want to jump back in, because I needed to repair it really quickly because I didn't like this feeling, rather than waiting until I was in a space where I could genuinely, because the other thing about I think what in terms of our repair, we had to re-establish our relationship boundaries or agreement or what that's all part of the process, isn't it?
And we needed help also just to be able to step back. I mean, I know for me in those situations, I get to the point of a flood, and I can't process information. So like figuring out how on earth has it got to here, you know, that takes a bit of time. And actually, because you don't really understand quite how it's got there, you this it the conversations don't feel very safe because you don't really understand your own experience yet, let alone trying to be able to understand. So you have to have a bit of time to figure out, well, which of the bits I do really care about, which bits I don't, you know, not such a big deal. What have I possibly done that I didn't realize was, you know, what am I finding most difficult? There's a lot to tease out before you can come back into the conversation and be open to exploring.
But within that teasing out, I think there's also recognizing that not all of it belongs in the present moment. Not all of it belongs in the relationship with this person. And so it's really important to give yourself time to reflect and to think about where you're up to and what you need to let go of, or what really you're really wanting to address and get clear. Got to go forward, you know? And so, yeah, I want to share the model that we used to help us navigate this.
Can I
So
just say
it
one thing? Sorry, on that one. So what you're saying is that some of the conflict that plays out between us has echoes not just of our process, but our own history of our relationships with other people. And
yes.
as our own stress levels comes up, then, you know, we revert just as we do to old patterns, which are tricky for us and for them, for the other person,
Yes,
you know.
yes. And I think that contributes, certainly for me anyway, of not feeling seen, because I'm thinking, ooh, what is she seeing? When, you know, because your response to me sometimes, I think, where does that come from? And I don't know who you're seeing in that moment. And I imagine that's true for you too, at your side of the experience. So absolutely, it's really important to give yourself
Well, I
space to
think
figure out.
particularly if you in your mind, you're doing the very best you can to navigate what is often difficult situations. And, you know, I think we all basically do the best we can. So it's hard to then discover that someone is experiencing it in a different way, you know.
And that's a really valid point, is that I certainly lose sight of when I'm in the thick of it, is that because I know that I'm doing the best that I can, I don't see that you're doing the best that you can in that moment, do you know? And it's that we lose sight of. And the reality is we both are. I mean, on some level, I do know that, you know, there's no malicious intent. There's nothing bad about your intention, anything that you're doing. But it feels that way because I'm being missed in the process some way, and it doesn't feel good, and it doesn't feel good for you neither. And it's both complex and simple when you strip it down, you know. But I really want to share the model that we used to, and it's come from a book called Us. Oh, Kathy, who's the Terence Reel? Terence Reel, yeah. And which is very much
Relational
aligned.
life, I think his
Yeah,
work is.
it's very much aligned with iMatter, I think, and Gestalt. So, the first question is actually, I added this myself. This isn't in the model in the book. So the first one is what I appreciate you about you,
So
because I've lived
can
in.
I just say something? What we did is we agreed, didn't we? We agreed a time that we both felt we'd create enough space. We had a space in that day, and we decided we would sit down to have a conversation. And we decided we would sit down with this process that you're going to just talk through. So we kind of needed some space because we'd got very upset with each other, and then we did need some help from people around us to kind of, well, we were navigating that space just to help us, offload, think clearly, clarify what we were trying to achieve, what all of that. But once we'd got a little bit of that, so it took it well, this wasn't all in one day. This was over
Weeks. It was weeks.
yeah It built up over weeks, isn't it? The most intense bit was probably 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then we did find this time that we sat down together, just the two of us, with these questions. Go on.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. We didn't dive straight in. We both needed to access support from others in order to get to this place. So, first question that I added was what I appreciate about you. And that's just to really bring in the honor and the relationship and the person that you are. Then the next one is, this is what I recollect happened. And you're just going by your own recollection. There's no blaming or shaming. You're just remembering what happened from your perspective. And then it's, this is what I made up about you. So then you're really owning the part where it may or may not be true, and it could be just your opinion or it could be just your experience, but it's not fact. And then this is how I felt. So this is really just sharing how you felt in that process. And then the final bit is, this would help me feel better. Now, this bit really needs to be used respectfully and with maturity. So this would make me feel better if you took all responsibility and all the blame. And we're not talking that. We're just talking, it'd help me feel better if we could find a way through, or if we could, I don't know, respect each other's boundaries, or if we, I'm just thinking of with parents and children, if you would, with a parent, if you would recognize that I am the lead and you need to follow my instruction, that kind of thing. So that was the model that we used, and it really helped, didn't it, Kathy? It
Yeah, it
was really
did.
helpful.
Yeah, it did. It did.
And it
And
didn't feel
I think,
blamey at
no, it
all,
didn't.
did
And
it?
that was good, because then I think certainly when initially we were thinking about a conversation, I was thinking, well, I'm definitely not up for a conversation where I'm going to be told what I've done wrong. I was like, no, I'm not having that one. I've heard enough of that already. So this felt different because it felt very much aligned with what we teach. Is that, in a funny way, in our relationships with each other are actually very much in our own heads, aren't they? It's what we're telling ourselves about
Yes.
what the other person is doing. And it we though we would love to sometimes change their behavior, actually we do know the power of what we're telling ourselves can lock us into, seeing someone as a demon versus seeing them as an angel. Literally telling what we're telling ourselves. And but when we're very stressed, we get locked into, they're a demon, they're out to get me. And so it really does, this idea that something happened and I made up something about it, which may or may not be true, but helping you figure out what am I telling myself, very much
And
aligns and makes a cleaner conversation, doesn't it? It's a cleaner conversation.
yes, but there's something important what you said then is that, if I'm feeling hateful towards you, I don't feel hateful towards you, but if anybody is feeling unkind or lacking in warmth to somebody, that the other person will feel that in their experience of them. So you don't have to put words to it. You just feel it. And that's where the loop, because then they'll react to that, even if you haven't put words to it. And then that becomes that loop that just can escalate and just grow and get really stuck and entrenched. If you don't spot it, and if you don't call it, we need to stop and take a break and maybe come back. Or so there is something really tangible about what we're telling ourselves and how it translates in our body language, in the way that we are energetically with them, even if it's
And I
not backed up
think
with words.
the repair process is such a key part in building relationship sort of security, let's say. If you know that you can do this process, I think in the back of my mind, in this the middle of this difficult, I kind of knew we had a robust enough relationship that we were going to ride somehow. I knew we were probably going to have to make some shifts, but there was enough foundation in the years that we've had of working together that I was, fairly confident that one way or another we would find our way through, but I just wasn't quite sure how at this point, so repair process is incredibly important in relationship health. And so sometimes people do confuse it with a I'm there to tell you, so particularly with parent and child, we're going to talk about it, what happened, and I'm going to tell you off. And it really, that isn't a repair conversation. In a repair conversation, parent and child, you're really seeking to kind of what happened that we meant that somehow our team isn't working quite so well,
And if you go into it with that openness and that intention to really meet and hear the other person, it really does open an opportunity to break unhealthy relational patterns and to help you to experience each other in a different way and to deepen your connection.
Definitely, definitely. And interestingly, when you do explore an incident, it is, and you're calmer, then you can start to be able to see, because your brain's starting to process differently. You can start to see the same information through this different lens, and it's kind of fascinating how you can have drawn completely different conclusions about the same event. So, events that, and you can somehow see how it ended up that which you couldn't see when you're in the middle of it,
Absolutely. Kathy, what I
You
think
don't, yeah.
we've done, we've done
Yeah,
a
yeah. Okay, so if that, I hope that's brought some thoughts up for you. And if we'd love to hear your ideas and thoughts and try that process out, we recommend
Yes, indeedy.
it.